true. It is true, you humpus.
On AM 930 and FM 100.3.
Good morning. It is 742 WEOL. Les is filling in for Bruce. Les, I'm talking about me in third person. I don't know where that came from. I am going to be filling in for Bruce this particular week. It's an exciting Tuesday. We've got the Main Street Beat coming up just after 8 o'clock. Jenny Arntz is going to join us. She's from Wellington. And, of course, being Tuesday, coupon queen Rachel Critch will be joining us in just about an hour. But for now, coming up on Tuesday, August the 8th at 5:30 in Lorain, the Oberlin Business Partnership is going to present an episode of the Inspiring Women series. This is something that's been going on for some time, and we have Janet Haar on the line right now to talk a little bit more about that. Janet, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you. You are with the Oberlin Business Partnership. First of all, what is that?
The Oberlin Business Partnership is Oberlin's Chamber of Commerce and Downtown Revitalization Organization.
And the Inspiring Women's series, what is that specifically?
Several years ago, actually in 2017, we started doing the Inspiring Women series, although at that time we called it something else, you know, how things change, especially since 2020. But our goal is to actually give people, especially women, the inspiration just to keep on keeping on, because contrary to what most people think, it's not easy being green. No, it's not easy being a woman or being anybody who's trying something new or is struggling to reach those goals. And there are times when you feel like, wow, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know why should I keep on keeping on. And these women that we highlight are women who have kept on keeping on. So they are an inspiration.
Well, let's talk a little bit about them. You will have three that particular night. If you could tell us a little bit about each one. First of all, we have a lady named Connie Powell.
Yes, Connie has practiced law in Ohio since 1991. And in addition to being a lawyer and in a law practice, she's a member and owner of four corporations. She has three children. If you talk to her for just a few minutes, you will understand that she's the kind of positive influence that you really want your children and your friends and other women to have. There's just kind of no stopping her.
You know what? I would think it'd be a handful to be the owner of one corporation, let alone four, like Connie is.
Absolutely. And when I talked to her, I basically said, how do you do it all? And she basically said, I just do.
Yep.
I just do. I concentrate on what I need to do, and I do it. She said her nephews and nieces are all saying, Aunt Connie, how come you're always so positive? And so that's just the kind of person she is.
No, that's good. No, people who get things done, they never have time to think about how they get it done. They just simply do it. Believe me, I do understand that quite well. Suzanne Dotson is the second of the three ladies. Tell us a little bit about her.
Boy, and talking about an example of someone who never gives up, she was a manufacturer's representative for 33 years. Then she owned her business for 18 years. She sold her business in 2017, went back to school, and graduated with her MFA at age 75. And currently, she has two studios, one in LaGrange and one in Columbus, and she's a full-time artist. She recently enjoyed her third solo show at the Sarah Grumley Gallery in Columbus and has sold quite a few of her paintings. Now, if that isn't an example and someone who doesn't give up, I don't know what is.
Is she going to bring any examples of some of her artwork to the series?
You know what, Les? That's a very good idea. I'll see if she can do that.
Absolutely. I mean, you can say it, but why say it when you can show it? We have a third lady, Raquel, I believe is how you pronounce her first name, Pacheco?
Yes. And Raquel is a young woman who is a first vice president at Wells Fargo Advisors. She's a lifelong learner. And I think the story that she has to tell is also, you just never stop learning. And her father was her great example. He was someone who had to stop school, quit school after the fifth grade to help his widowed mother and help his family. And again, another story of someone who just did it because he had to do it. And she, her passion right now is helping other people. She's on the board of the Northeast Ohio Hispanic Business Center, is a member of the Community Foundation's Hispanic Fund affiliate. So she really wants to help people, and she really is another one who just doesn't stop learning, doesn't give up.
We are talking to Janet Haar this morning. She is with the Oberlin Business Partnership. We are talking about the Inspiring Women series. How did you happen upon these particular ladies? And in general, how do you choose who to invite to the panel discussions?
We happened upon them because we say to people, who's someone in your life who has really inspired you, or someone in your life you would like to emulate? And then people say, oh, you've got to meet Connie, or you've got to meet Suzanne, or you've got to meet Raquel. That's how we find them. And we're always looking for a diversity of women in age and race. We're always looking for a diversity of women in the corporate world or the not corporate world. We want people to experience women who have or who can inspire them no matter where they are or where they've been or what they do.
How often do you have these panel discussions?
We started in 2017 with something that we brought about 95 people to. In 2019, we brought 220 people. This April, we had 120 people at the hotel at Oberlin for something very similar, just learning from people. And so we try to do it at least twice a year, but we are working with the Community Foundation's Women's Fund. And so they are working with us. We're working with them. And so three times this year, we will do an event, not necessarily a panel, but an event that inspires women.
Now, are the women who come to these discussions, are they all local, or do they all have some sort of local tie in any way, shape, or form?
Most of them are local, meaning Lorain County or surrounding areas. But we've had people come from Columbus. Well, 1 year we had somebody come from Cincinnati. So it depends on, you know, what they're looking for and what we have to offer.
So, again, if somebody is listening to this going, you know what, I've got the perfect person for you, how can they get in touch with you, and or how can they forward you their request for, hey, this lady is very inspiring?
They can reach me by email at obp.org@gmail.com, or they can call the OBP office 440-774-6262. Google Oberlin Business Partnership and go from there.
One last question, just out of curiosity. Let's go all throughout history. You are a person who sounds like, you know, you are familiar with inspiring women, not only of today, but throughout history. If you could pick and choose any woman from history to come to one of these discussions, who would it be and why?
Oh, boy, that is a tough question. And you said throughout history. So I'm going to go with a woman who, yes, has some history, but is definitely still very much alive, and that would be Oprah. I would want her to come because if there's one thing she does, it's inspire.
Reach out to her.
I know. She came to the Oberlin College graduation 1 year, so that's kind of my in, I think.
I'm liking it. Janet Haar, Oberlin Business Partnership. Again, if there is a lady in your life or a lady you are familiar with who you think would be perfect for these panel discussions, all you got to do, Google Oberlin Business Partnership, and you could take it from there. Thank you, Janet, so much. Again, this series is going to be on Tuesday, August the 8th, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Sunset Terrace Cafe at Lakeview Park in Lorain. Appreciate you being on this morning. You take care.